Happy Sunday, folks. I bet you thought that intro was never going to end.
What happened to it?
It's the long version of it, ever since we had to get rid of it. For copyright reasons, I had to go back to the original intro that has a long end to it.
It'd be funny if you actually got a copyright strike for just going...
You know what the thing is, mate? It's leaving the copyright strike. Whoever's bought that license-free piece of material, right... hasn't opted to copyright strike us. What that person's done is gone, I'll take any revenue you guys have got. So he's a leech. He or she is a leech. And I'm no standing for it. All right. So I've started cutting it out of our old episodes. That kind of correlates to what we're talking about here. An old film has been remade into a new presentation. In 10 years' time, we'll look back and go, I mind I made the second one. And we probably still will think what we thought about it here tonight. Roadhouse being, think about it, 1989, right? Saw Patrick Swayze, who was one of a kind of, well, I don't know, I feel like the 80s had more like hunky men want to be him, women want to be with him type guys. Mm-hmm. And Patrick Swayze is definitely at the top of that pyramid when it comes to those type of men nowadays.
He was like that within his own family. Like, his brothers were jealous of him because he was just good at everything and he was the most handsome one. And
seen his brother? His brother's like proper Jake Paul looking, eh?
Aye, what's his brother's name again? He looks like Patrick Swayze if you wish.
Evening, Matthew Mann.
Don Swayze. That's his name. Swayze.
It doesn't have the same ring, does it? Matthew Mann in the chat says, remember the rule, be nice. Otherwise, it goes down, doesn't it? Doesn't it go down, J-Mac?
Roadhouse. It goes down even Roadhouse. If you're nice. If you're not nice, it's still going to go down.
We've got many troublemakers here. For sure. Matthew Mann actually designed a lot of the artwork you see tonight, like this here artwork, which is just phenomenal. Phenomenal. Make sure anybody watching for the first time, the last time, every time, go to Matthew Mann, see Matthew Mann Design on Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. Just type in see Matthew Mann and follow the guy, because all the best stuff you'll see will come from him. I think that's phenomenal.
Wait. I'd love to see somebody make Roadhouse.
It'd
be called like Little Chef or something.
It'd be called Fiazzies.
take your dick.
far too good. Bravo, Matthew Mann. Ross Codwell in the chat says, watched the new Roadhouse today. It doesn't have any of the cheesy charm, wit or drama of the original. The first one was very much of its time and all the better for it. Well, by the way, I mean, it's really hard for any film now to have that charm. I think, like you say, everything is of its time. But we're going to get crack-a-lacked into this film. The original, of course, has its place, and it's like The Crow. Anybody that heard a new Roadhouse film was coming out, this was the stages. Oh, they're making another Roadhouse. Oh, I like Jake Gyllenhaal. What the fuck, Conor McGregor? In exactly that order, correct?
I think that's pretty accurate. Like, that was exactly what my thinking was on it. And how do you even know what Conor McGregor's going to be like on a film set?
Well,
he's
for me,
such an unpredictable character in real life anyway.
See, for me, I was like, right, okay, Conor McGregor's going to be in this. Right, and I look at him in real life and go, that guy entertains me endlessly in real life. So how the hell would he not do that in a film, especially if he's just playing himself turned up a few notches? Gary Aitchison, he plays in a really good band called Heavy Traffic. Shout out if you guys want to go ahead and follow him. Any fans of Status Quo, Heavy Traffic, look them up. Great tribute band. Watched it the other night, absolutely dug food. Well, it's mixed. It's mixed tonight, isn't it? I think it's going to be mixed. So like I say, the original is an absolute classic.
I don't think that's been mixed so far. I think both people that commented so far have thought it was pish.
No. I meant mixed as in, like, from what I've been hearing. I'm going to read some social media posts as well. So there's a bit of back and forth. Matthew Mann's yet to put his in the Beans Goblin, Big Steed says the new Roadhouse was pap. Oh no. It's like,
what's pap? I've never heard that as a word before.
It might be great, but before we chat, right?
I doubt it.
I'm going to go ahead and play the trailer here for everybody so you guys know exactly what we're talking about. And if not, you are reminded of how great or greatly pap it was.
Before we start, do you have insurance?
What?
Your coverage good? Like, you have dental?
Oh, haha.
Is there a hospital nearby? Is it, like, too far?
About, like, 25 minutes, I'd say.
Can I just say, man, I'm still looking at you and I.
I actually am. I'm watching the trailer.
It's just you and me sitting here, mate. There's no trailer going on.
What am I doing? You
ever win? You're doing this.
No one ever wins the fight.
No.
Now I can see the trailer. It's paused.
No, I'm seeing it in its glory.
Yeah, it's paused now.
Anybody at home seeing the trailer, or is it just me?
This ain't the Holiday
Inn,
pal.
Hey, Janice.
I'm moving.
A friend of mine suggested I come talk to you.
This is awkward.
I own a roadhouse.
The same thing happened with the intro, by the way.
Yeah. Lately, it's been attracting the wrong clientele.
You can still see me.
I can pay you good money.
No, I can just see Jake Gyllenhaal paused.
My car.
Think about it.
Imagine I was picking my nose at him.
Elwood Dalton.
What's that?
Big fan, man.
Imagine I was picking my nose during that trailer.
That guy's got a knife under his shirt.
That'd have been awesome. The thing is, I don't know.
It's just you.
It's just me.
Yep.
Tell me about this fountain.
Yeah, I saw
that is weird.
Like, Mr. Rogers,
I know.
But then he'll haul off.
That's very weird.
Really interesting guy overall.
I like him.
Brand wants to take the roadhouse away from me.
Who? I can't even see it.
That's just funny.
I should warn you. People have a certain way of getting things done around here.
Right. Well, you all enjoy this trailer and me voicing over it because I kind of see it. I'm going to take an image of what I'm looking at for the next 2 minutes until Kev comes back.
I got a tip for you. Don't let no one get this close.
Got a tip for you.
Let me guess. You're going to threaten me? Tell me to get out of town? I get the impression that you can't be threatened.
Once Knox is on the job, it's over, baby.
It takes a lot to get me angry, but when I am, I just can't let go.
People seem a little aggressive around here.
Is that one a friend of yours?
No, I just broke his arm.
Well, hey, and we're back.
Hello.
Bye. I don't know what happened there to the point where you were unable to see it. What's this?
That's all I got.
That looks like the new Alien film. While you were staring at Jake Gyllenhaal's face, we got a few comments here. Mick says, I watched it last night, got an hour in and gave up. It's like a film your granddad would buy. He out the chemist. It's straight to steaming for a reason. I'm getting pushed. I was so pushed, I'm getting pushed. He says it's shite. I see it looks horrible, says Janice. Well, J-Mac, before we truly give our own opinions on it, would you like to give a rundown to the audience? Exactly, you know, an overview of the plot of what Roadhouse 2024 is.
The plot really isn't that dissimilar from the original. You've got a bar, it's got some trouble. They bring in a guy to try and sort it out. The guy's a nice guy, unless he doesn't have to be, and he gets tangled in with some shady characters. Things go a bit tits up, and revenge is there to be had. That's the capsule overview of what this film is. It's essentially the same plot with some stuff left out and other stuff put in, and that's basically
the
where this film is at.
As well, didn't it? Had the beach, it seemed more, should have been beach house.
The beach house. I don't know, maybe they could have just done that and done it as a sequel.
Reimagining, yeah.
Roadhouse.
But I, uh, I hate Florida, man. Like, I mean, I went there on my honeymoon and I had a decent enough time when I was there, but it's because I was going to like Disney World and Universal and Sea World and stuff like that. But other than that, if there's anybody watching for Florida, I'm sorry, but it is a shithole.
And
this film doesn't actually do anything to help that. You're not going to watch this and go, oh, I need to go to Florida. No, you ain't. No, it's full of bad people and alligators, man.
Harsh. It was quite nice to see an alligator death. When's the last time you've seen that? I think it was it X, that film? With a... Where
Aye, probably.
Yeah, it's the last time you've seen an alligator munching somebody. So this Roadhouse film wasn't too far from what the original was, but I prefer it. Did you mute yourself there, J-Mac? Aye.
I had to burp. I didn't want to let everybody hear it.
Ah, smashing. So this film was not too far removed from what the original Roadhouse was. However, I do find that when you're going to remake something, try and do something different with it, right? Or just don't remake it. Create like that would have been. Do you think people are shitting all over this because it's called Roadhouse? If this was something else, would it have been fun?
I don't know. I think it's one of these funny situations. We've spoken about before on here loads of times about when you make a remake. If you make it different, folk are like, oh, it's nothing like the original. If you make it the same, they're like, it's just the same as the original. It's like, what do you actually want? What do you actually want for a remake? It's like, I don't really know, because I'm stupid.
Lee says, hey guys, hey Lee. I hope you enjoyed Roadhouse, if you watched it. Janice says, I lived in Florida when I was 18. It sucks. Well, I thought she
Man, I nearly shot myself there until I seen her say it sucks.
So in Italian, Jenny says, Hobby also lived in Florida at the same time, and we didn't know each other at the time. Well, hey,
it's a big place though, isn't it? Florida's a big place.
Gone on my MySpace. At the time when I was like, oh, it's all in Italian, it's all in Italian. Then we get something in Italian, I'm like, it's in Japanese. Always the case. So there is one thing that kind of at first when I seen it in this film, I was like, what are they trying to do here? And then I was kind of like, do you know what? I think this works. And that was the stunts and the CGI. Like nearly every fight was CGI. What was that all about?
It was actually something that I actually left a review of this on IMDb, which I don't often do.
Right. Oh no, you went full Karen.
No.
Do you want to read your IMDb review out? Do you have it to hand?
I should be able to find it, eh? Give me 2 seconds. Let's see here.
I felt like you know when The Rock came out in Scorpion King? I kind of felt that a lot of the fight scenes were very Rock-esque from the Scorpion King.
Right, my review is, don't go into this expected magnificence. What you get is 80s cheese wrapped in 2024 style. You may have to be in the right mood to enjoy it, but wait for that mood and enjoy it. It's funny, the choreography is great, the cinematography is almost revolutionary, if not a bit weird looking. The hits look like they hit thanks to some crazy CGI, but it's damn fun. Stop being snobby and enjoy a film for what it is. It's a good old-fashioned fight film with bad dialogue, bad acting, and a worse plot. But so was the original. Fight me on that, by the way. Don't forget the reason we watch movies. We watch them for enjoyment and escapism. You will not learn any life lessons. You won't take anything away from it, but you will enjoy it. If you don't, you picked the wrong film. It's your own fault.
But that's another story. Turn around. Look at what you see. Hey.
So that was a bit of a spoiler for the fact that, surprisingly, I enjoyed this film, right? Now, I watched it slightly inebriated, right? And I thought, that was good fun. Slightly, aye. And then I thought, right, I'm going to watch it again, sober, completely sober, to see what I really think about it. And I weirdly enjoyed it even more. I was not expecting that, man. Like, it's bad. It is a terrible film, but it's fucking good fun, man. And the like I said, the fights are amazing. like bringing Conor McGregor into this, despite the fact that he cannot act. Like there's no debating this. Like he's playing himself and he can't do it. How's that even possible?
I don't know. I really liked McGregor in this. I thought it was excellent.
He's terrible, but it adds to the fun of a terrible film. Jake Gyllenhaal carries this entire film. If it wasn't for him, I think it would be utter shite.
Because the wee girl was really good in the bookstore. She was very good.
Wee Charlie. Charming Charlie.
Charming Charlie.
What was that?
Nothing. If you don't get it, you don't get it.
I clearly don't. Somebody tell me in the comments.
just think back to the thingy episode, the cocaine bear episode. At the very end.
Very end.
Ross Colville says, Conor McGregor reminded me of King Herod in the film version of Jesus Christ Superstar.
I totally get what you mean. Walk across my swimming pool. But that's like Conor McGregor has a walk that he does.
Mm-hmm. It's the Vince McMahon walk he stole.
Aye, it's basically like that, but it's a wee bit stiffer, right? Aye. But he's added this bounce into it that you're just not, it just doesn't work. And he does it even when he's on his own. Like, he walks in and like there's nobody about and he's like, where the fuck is everyone?
He's so good. He's so good.
He'd be good in a Viking thing, as long as he didn't speak.
Pretty much. I wondered, I thought, are they going to get McGregor to do another accent? Purely because, see, at first I was thinking, where is McGregor? I thought, surely McGregor's no playing that obnoxious wee arse's dad, this guy. I thought, is McGregor his dad? And I thought, they can't. I thought, McGregor's no doing another accent. Not a chance.
Well, the thing is, when he first walks in, he's like, hey, fellas. I was like, oh, no, he's doing an accent. And then he just doesn't. I don't know if like he did it for his first scene. They were like, Connor, forget that. Right, we're going to print this. We're going to use that because we can't afford to replace all these fucking breakaway glasses and tables again. But see, for your next line, just talk.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
McGregor said one of the toughest things about being part of this project was being on set for 18 hours. He says that was the toughest part because even in his, you know, day-to-day line of work, being part of that is not the case. And by the way, before we even kind of get further into the film, one thing that I would like to mention is Big Postie, who was in the film, right?
Mate, I was like, when he showed up, I was like, that guy looks like Post Malone. And I was like, that's Post Malone.
But by the way, he has a song. Was it Horse Shoe or something like that, right? He has a song, and everybody's like, why isn't it released? He has the song that is the official song for Roadhouse exists, but is unreleased, and there's an upcry on social media.
An upcry or an outcry?
Upcry.
I think you mean uprising or outcry.
Both.
Stop That's crying and get down from there.
So yeah, then they must release the track very soon.
I don't even know what it sounds like, to be honest. Even if it's in the film,
at the start and the end.
Was that? I didn't notice. Sorry about that.
It was at the start and the end. So,
but like, just a wee spoiler. Like, Post Malone is the guy that this woman was planning on hiring to do Dalton's job. Mm-hmm. Then Dalton kicked his arse.
No, he didn't. He didn't have to.
Oh, sorry, no. Dalton would have kicked his arse, right?
But he was like, I ain't having none of that.
Aye. He walks out in the fight. But I was watching it going, is that Post Malone? Like, so I was watching it go, why him? Why did they choose him for that part?
Like, he's Post Malone.
Aye, but he looks a bit as hard as an empty fucking banana skin. Like, there's nothing. Like, he didn't have the presence in that scene to look like he would be a right hard guy. He even had, like, wee weird boobs.
Nah, he looks like an inmate.
do you know what it is? I can't look at Post Malone without seeing that video. Oh, hey, man. Congratulations, man. That's cool, man. That's all I can see now. Have you seen this thing?
Maybe. Or probably.
You would remember it if you'd seen it, because it's...
Hell yeah, man. That's really cool. Congratulations.
Oh, no, it's a fan that he's signing something.
Aye. But it's just, that's just the vibe that he gives off. So to see him playing a hard guy was just weird for me. I couldn't take it in. I don't know. Is he hard?
I thought Post Malone, right, was quite, just another one of these type of artists, right? And then he released another couple of bangers. I was like, oh, okay, I'm warming to him. And then I saw him perform with Travis Barker during COVID, and he performed strictly Nirvana songs and was fucking incredible. And at that point, I went, this guy's not a one-trick pony. He's so diverse and so hugely talented that I was like, right, I get it. And he also released country songs that are proper up your street. So imagine
I'll listen to them then.
An artist, a chameleon artist that you and I both like for different reasons. Think about that. He's the G. Tom Mack of this era.
All right, okay. Let me check that out. I'll check that out after the show, and I'll post something on the page about it. Let you know what I think.
Post Malone! You're going to post Malone! But truly, truly, the guy's so versatile and so mega talented that when I watch his Nirvana stuff, I'm like, holy shit, give me some more of that. Like,
okay,
give me an album of original Post Malone tracks in that style. Holy moly. Bam. So the fight scenes, why do you think they went proper CGI during the fight?
Because I think they had to do something different. I think they had to do something to make this film stand out, otherwise it just wouldn't. And that's what they did. It's like they employed more than just the usual camera angle tricks to make it look like people were getting hit. It looked like people were getting hit, but it was just a wee bit weird looking, so you could tell it was CGI.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, it was pretty good. Especially, I don't know how it would look on a cinema screen, but in my wee cinema room here, it looked a wee bit weird, but fine. Maybe on a big, big screen, it would look really shit. Maybe that's why it went straight to streaming. I don't know.
I think I've got my TV's about 50-something inch. So it's pretty fucking... It's your standard big screen in your living room. And I was
I think mine's is about 90.
Is that what, a projector wall?
Aye.
So did it look very different compared to what it would look like on a telly?
Well, I actually watched it on both. And it did look a wee bit weirder on the bigger screen. So I think the bigger you go, the more weird it's going to look.
Well, I felt that at first I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. But then I was like, I see what they're going for. You know what? It's like Sin City had its own style. You know, when you watch a Sin City film, to the point now where if you were to watch another film like it, you would go, that was like Sin City. And I thought, I get it. I get what you're trying to do. So I'm not going to be annoyed. Stupid CGI fighting. It's not real. Cool. I put that at the door and I was like, do you know what? I get it. And there was a point, I think it's in the last fight, where I thought, fuck me, that looks fair. And Jake Gyllenhaal just getting punched to hell in the face. And he's just like, rawr, rawr. It went almost Rocky. And I think, you know, it was effective. It made me go, ooh, like how many more of them can he take before he's dead? Do you know what I mean?
Aye. I think, The fights aren't all CGI. They've got CGI visual effects moments in them to enhance them. Mm-hmm. Did it really work? Debatable. But I liked it.
Yeah, well, that's just that.
But there was a lot, like the fight choreography for the fight, that was actually happening before the wee CGI, like half seconds were coming in, was awesome. Like really, really good fight choreography. It's probably the best I've seen for a while.
And by the way,
especially in an American film.
Do you know who had a huge hand in choreographing the fights?
I'm going to take a wee wild guess and say Conor McGregor.
Correct. That was one of the things he liked about being part of this film, is the fact that Jake and the crew were very open to him going, that wouldn't actually happen. This is how it would happen.
Mm.
You know, and there was even points in there where McGregor was fighting with Gyllenhaal where you're like, there is the UFC style of fighting.
Yeah.
You know, there's a point where McGregor's on the ground getting leathered, and then 2 seconds later he's on top of Jake Gyllenhaal. And I thought, there it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I liked that they integrated the UFC in this movie as well. That they had Jake Gyllenhaal as a UFC fighter.
The thing is, it's a way to bring in a new audience. He's not just a bouncer that teaches bouncers how to bounce, or as McGregor would say, bouncers how to bounce. But the UFC element, I think, is probably just to appeal to a newer audience, because everybody's into that. I think we live in a world where more people than ever are able to kick somebody in the head because of being a fan of the UFC. Mm. So I think that was just a bit mass appeal more than anything.
By the way,
I actually kind of would have liked it if they stuck with the original thing. Like, he's big bad bouncer.
Yeah.
And he'll get a team together that'll sort the place out.
What was this part all about? Hey, can I have a black coffee? We don't do that here. We've got Cuban coffee.
I don't know. Just a way to show that Florida's pish.
Like, so we've got Cuban coffee, as in, like, the coffee beans are from Cuba. Was it really, like, you're not allowed to say black coffee because black's no colour?
I don't know, because she said it's different. She said it's different. So I think, I never picked up on that.
It didn't seem like a PC box ticky type of film. I felt that every cast was perfectly cast for who they were. Right, original characters all make sense. I felt that comment was a bit like, is this what we're doing?
Nah.
Maybe I'm happy to be wrong, but I felt that bit was a bit like... Because did you not feel that it was awkward when she said that to him? Did you not feel even his character was like, oh, okay, what the fuck?
Aye. I don't know. Let's see. What is Cuban coffee? It'll just say coffee for Cuba, you prick.
Well, aye. I mean, what... So coffee, I believe, was originated in Guatemala, right? Where's Guatemala? Just past his Whitburn. I mean, technically, I'm not wrong when I say it's past his Whitburn.
Cuban coffee is renowned for its strong, sweet flavour and thicker texture. So it's thicker, so that is different for normal black coffee. I don't think it was a social commentary for a change, which is nice.
Well, I'm glad then. Guatemala is actually west by Mexico, which is still past East Whitburn. So.
It's actually not. It is for you. It is for you. Because to go west to Mexico, you would have to pass East Whitburn. Aye. This reminds me of the bit in Four Lions where they go to Iraq, and one of the guys is facing the wrong way during prayers. He's like, "You're supposed to be facing Mecca, bro." He's like, "Mecca's east, bro." He's like, "It's not, it's west." He's like, "Mecca's always been in the fucking east, bro." He's like, "Yeah, but you passed it." It's fucking...
You heard you had balls big enough to...
If anybody hasn't seen Four Lions, watch it. It's one of the funniest films ever made. Tragic and one of the funniest.
I've got it and felt that it was the most boring piece of shit I'd ever put on.
Oh my god.
But I watched it as a young adult, so maybe now I'll probably be able to savour it now. But at the time when I put it on, I was like, what is this?
It is proper hilarious, man. Like,
is it?
Laugh out loud funny. Laugh out loud funny.
I'll definitely check it out. What did you think, J-Mac, about the casting of these characters? Obviously, we said here, we've got Post Malone playing the worky that Ken's out of fight. There is also the love interest, who her name was Ellie, and she's played by Daniela Melchior. What did you think of the casting?
Melchior. Let me just check on that.
Please say it's Melchior. It's Mel like your wife, and then choir as in like choir, so it has to be Melchior. I'm right, aren't I?
No. Don't get me wrong. I don't know how you would pronounce it, but that's not how you spell choir.
It is.
It's not. This is This is Mel, M-E-L-C-H-I-O-R.
Aye.
Choir is C-H-O-I-R.
Oh, mate, I'm reading for a distance.
Aye, that's the problem. You didn't just know how to spell choir.
No, I did. I've got an I, an O and an I run the wrong way.
I mean, it looks... Mel, I don't know. Where's she from? She's choir. Portuguese. Not that good with Portuguese pronunciations, not going to lie.
We're
going to
text the voice. I'm going to settle.
He'll go, Mel Choir.
I'll go. I'll say, Mel Choir. K-Mac. Of course it's Mel Choir. Mel Choir. See when I said Mel Choir and you're like, Mel Choir. Let me just check that. Ain't no name called Mel Choir.
I'm thinking Melchior, something like right, that.
He's a sec. Here we go. Play, please. Melchior. Wait a minute. Oh, that's a bit fast. Slow down. We'll slow it right up, right? Slow it right up. Oh, free trial. Melchior. Like Melchior, but Melchior.
So hear me, this coffee's too black. Come on, dip Melchior.
I want my coffee milk wire.
You're funny.
Milk wire. Fart banger. Kevin's dyslexic. Do you know? I might be Melchior. That sounds like a fucking death metal song. Melchior.
Wow. How long am I going to spend on Melchior?
You're like Melchior, right?
That was the pedantic knob coming out in me again.
1 minute, Kev. I just need checks on.
Say, are we sure, are we?
Hold on a minute, milk wire.
I just had a feeling that it probably wasn't right.
Milk wire. Oh, my bad. Anyway. Fucking Daniel.
Any Rotus.
Daniel Melchiori. She is a.
I like how you've changed it again just to make yourself feel better.
She was in a film called The Suicide Squad, which was a class one. Janice says, go to bed, Kev, you're drunk. Janice, I've only had a couple of chats. It's tea. This is just usual me, mate. She's in The Suicide Squad. She's obviously in the new Roadhouse. She plays Isabel in Fast X. I don't recall her. And she's also a character called Yura in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
What's her surname? Fanny.
Yeah. Yura Melchior. Right, so I felt she was good for a character. I felt no guy would take advantage of her. I feel like she's the type of woman that very strong. Do you know what I mean? Like that she perfectly portrayed a strong female character without having to say she was a strong female character. She just embodied it. Yeah.
Aye. She just was.
The best way to do it. Ah, Janice. You teasing me? Not that, Jan. It's about time somebody started winding us away. I think she embodied it. Her character embodied it just by purely being it. And
she was good. She was good. I found that the kind of romantic plot line with them was a bit pointless.
Well, after it's finished, she just fucks off.
Aye. I think.
Were you waiting on her going, I'm coming with you? Were you waiting on her doing that?
A bit, and then a bass line kicking in. I'll come with you. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. What's that from? Boom, 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 boom. That's from something. Your sound cancellation gets rid of the guitar.
Does it? I was playing. I don't exactly what you were humming.
Oh, man. What is it from? Oh, that's annoying. That's really annoying me.
You couldn't hear that at all? Exactly what you...
I could hear a couple of notes, but the software tunes from screen. Out.
Oh, that sucks. Tunes from screen.
That's the tune. Well done, Matthewman. Cheers.
I think he watched Scream 3 yesterday while phenomenally putting us together. You know, it's funny. Like,
the thing is, I mean, let's face it, the one on the right was a lot less work for him because he just added the tattoos.
I suppose you're right. he looks like he speaks, like, you couldn't look at that version of you and not go, of course he fucking speaks like this.
I imagine the voice to be even higher.
What the fuck are you looking at? I tell you, mate, if I have to take these specs off, I'll smash your fucking face in. You'll do a fucking nothing. You'll do note.
I tell you.
I'm going to kick your arse and then go home and put up some floating shelves.
That'd be quite class. Here, I think the two of them together, I think McGregor did look like he could take Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, this film has taught me one thing, and it's never to underestimate what's under a guy's shirt. Because when he's got his shirt on, Gyllenhaal looks like Gyllenhaal. Mm-hmm. But when he takes it off, Jesus Christ, man.
No.
That guy, he deserves an Oscar just for his hard work and keeping that physique. Look at him back when he did Donnie Darko. He was built at the gable end of a crisp. And look at him now. It's ridiculous.
I said to the wife, I says, that's what natural looks like as opposed to Zac Efron. I says, that's
Conor
natural.
McGregor.
Fair play. McGregor does, maybe.
Yeah, he's got the same Zac Efron jaw, by the way. Something. They're all taking HGH or something. It's not good. Allegedly. I said it, allegedly.
Well, you heard it here first, eh? There's
no, you didn't.
Breaking the boy's finger for no reason. And, by the way...
I don't think it was for no reason. I'm pretty sure that guy had a knife.
this guy here.
Yeah. That guy there.
I felt he was great cast. He was very well cast. I thought he was great wee arse.
Nobody can play a better rich wee arsehole than Billy Magnussen. He is fucking brilliant at it. I think the first time I seen him, I think he might have been in Hostel 3, which is quite forgettable, but he was memorable in it because he was a total knob. And then I saw him brilliant in Game Night. And I saw him in something else recently as well. That Lift with fucking Kevin Hart on Netflix. He was in that as well. He was pretty good in it. The film wasn't great, but he was pretty good. And this, hamming it up. Like, I wish he'd went even more hammy with it. But he was hamming up the bad guy. Not quite John Travolta Broken Arrow level, but he was getting there. I wish he'd done a wee bit more.
Hey, are you sure he was in Hostel 3?
My memory might be wrong.
I think you're wrong.
If he's not, then he really reminds me of the guy that was in it. That was the one that was in Las Vegas.
Probably not. He's not in it. he was in Game Night, though.
Let me see who I was thinking of.
Which was a great film, by the way. Game Night was class. He played Ryan in Game Night. He also was in No Time to Die.
I genuinely thought he was this guy. Who's really not much like him at all.
He was in Hostel 3.
Yeah, he was in Hostel 3. And so was this guy who looks a lot like Mads Mikkelsen. Hang on.
It's a conspiracy.
Like, that other guy's Billy Magnussen for Wish. This guy's Mads Mikkelsen for Wish.
I can just see a white face.
Hang on. Come on. Back off.
I think I can make a profile.
I'm saying nothing.
Kind of seeing nothing, my man. I felt this guy's got great potential to do bigger things as Billy Magnussen, because he reminds me of, if he was a wrestler, he'd be The Miz. just somebody that's a right wee dick. And he doesn't even, like, he's got the type of face where he doesn't even have to say anything. He can just stand smiling at you and you know he's a wee dick. You know what I mean?
I used to think that about Jake Gyllenhaal.
No, I don't really see it with Jake Gyllenhaal. I definitely see it with that guy. Do you know who else has it? I was watching it today with Harry Potter. What's her name? The last day it comes for the Order. She just tries to sack Dumbledore and everybody. She gives them all the rules and she gets ripped away by the Minotaurs. She's like a wee old lady with a hat. Can't remember her name, but she's an absolute bitch. And the thing is, even when she smiles, she's like, but behind those eyes, I always say, you know, a proper see you next Tuesday when you can see it in their eyes, even when they're smiling, you're like, they're not smiling, they're just looking down on you. Oh,
like me, Percy for the Green Mile.
Nah, worse than that. There's people far worse than that. Janice says, do you like Drew McIntyre? I do. I actually wrestled for the same company as he did on his last match on the Independence before he went off to WWE. The place that he wrestled is actually like 2 seconds away from my home, which is quite cool. Look at her. Do you like Drew McIntyre? Why is it? Because he's Scottish. Of course we like Drew McIntyre. Who doesn't like Drew McIntyre? I'm from Scotland. That's how he sounds now. He had to un-Americanize his voice in order to be heard, according to Vince McMahon anyway. But so I felt that wee guy was a class. I felt like, I don't know, I felt like his part in it could have been bigger.
And
Do you know what I liked about it as well? The fact that his dad was never seen, yet it seems like there's a backstory we're not even aware of. I liked that there was a lot of meat there from the story already. Right?
Do you know? There's going to be a prequel, actually.
Is there actually going to be? Do you know?
It's going to be called Pavement House.
I was pish.
I meant to say Pavement Tent. I fucked it up. I'm sorry. No, there's not going to be a prequel.
Sorry.
But I know what you mean. I like some mystery left in there. I mean, who? I wonder who voiced the dad, if it was somebody famous.
Let's have a wee look. Let's see. I don't think his dad is... What was his dad's name? Do you recall what the name was? Because he played...
He was Ben Brandt. So it's the other guy, Brandt.
Bah, but will they even give it? No, I don't think we got Big Brandt. Big Billy Brandt. No. Shall we? No. Nah.
Hee-haw, mate.
Do you feel there was any important themes or messages within this film? In fact, I know you don't. You read out your review. It's not going to change your life, but does every film have to have a theme and all that? I know a lot of people are very gung-ho on, what is the true meaning of this film?
Well, we experienced that with our short film. We made a fun wee short film, and then it got basically rejected for festivals because it wasn't really about anything. There's no significant message in it. So either it's let your wife sleep or she'll batter your fucking melting.
Correct. But the message was a sleep-deprived person that is under great strenuous conditions may in fact do something that they wouldn't have otherwise done. Anybody is corruptible. You just have to put them in the right circumstance. That was its whole meaning. Do you not believe?
Aye.
Everybody's corruptible, man. Everybody. I feel the reception of this film has been fairly good. I would say 40% liked it. I would say 60% didn't. A lot of it's to do with the CGI fights. I'm going to go on to our socials because a lot of people have commented to say that they did or didn't like it. And I'll maybe read a couple of bits and bobs that says whether they liked it or they didn't. So some folks said it wasn't for me. And that's pretty much it. I can't find them, man. I should have had this up. A lot of folk weren't it. Some weren't.
Apart from the one comment you can find.
I mean, if you tell us in the comments. Ross Caldwell says, was expecting Terry Funk's line from the first to be referenced. Mind your own business, Dad. Terry Funk got rest his soul. God damn fool.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
Roadhouse. You know, I heard you had balls big enough to come in a dump truck.
What? Right, so this proves that the first one is ridiculous as well. The dialogue's terrible.
Big enough to come in a dump truck.
Mate, anybody could come in a dump truck.
No, but I think what he's saying is they're big enough to fill a dump truck.
Well, he should have said that then.
True, but he's also a hillbilly.
Maybe he got his history name dump truck.
They don't gonder get things right. Okay, well, I mean, did you just say his sister?
No. You're going to have to rewind and see.
pretty much. So, yes. Terry Funk, he was in the original, and he's an absolute legend of a guy. He died, I think, last year. Mm-hmm. No, it was last year. He
was
died
the last year or the year before. I think it was last year.
It was last year. It was basically the day I was in London for a big wrestling event. He died that very day. Same day as Wyndham Rotunda, also known as Bray Wyatt. This is taking a wrestling turn, hasn't it?
No. Just for you.
Well, I'm talking about Drew, Big Terry. It's hard not to. Hard not
speak,
to.
Actually, just to talk about wrestlers for a minute. Bringing in wrestlers to work on fight films is a good idea because they're already good at selling hits and stuff like that. And I think Conor McGregor, considering that all the hits he normally does are 100% for real, I think he did a fine job.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's only a matter of time before Conor McGregor ends up in WWE.
Maybe that's why he's taking all this, allegedly, HGH to get big enough to be threatening in the UFC, in the WWE.
Well, here's the thing with Conor McGregor, right? And I would surmise we might see him host WrestleMania 40 in 2 weeks. And they would have announced it by now, but I think they could see it. So the parent company, WWE, no longer belongs to the McMahon company, the McMahon family. It now is owned by TKO, which are the same company that own UFC. So UFC and WWE are brother and sister. But one's a lassie. So it wouldn't be... I can't see that it would not.
But one's a lassie. UFC are brother and sister, but one's a lassie. That's how brothers and sisters work. Man.
Correct. You decide what one's the girl. The thing about McGregor going to the UFC, the WWE, I don't see it happening because I could see him being a personality, but I can see him just... Wrestling's a very political game, and I could see him not getting on with something and going in the ring and battering an absolute fuck at them.
I can see that.
I can't imagine.
He's already got the walk for being the CEO, so.
And he's had a few allegations against him, so fits right in.
Allegedly.
Well, that's what allegations are, right?
Aye.
So, but it'd be interesting to see McGregor because Ronda Rousey had a good run. She came in and she had done the WWE. She won the women's championship and then left the company and shat all over everything that she'd done there. So who knows, eh? Who knows? But I do think it would be interesting to see Conor McGregor in WWE. And I think what you said is actually spot on, by the way. Let's look at wrestlers who have gone over from WWE to become movie stars. One of the biggest in the world is The Rock. You got Dave Bautista, who's doing phenomenally well. He kind of gets left out of the conversation when people are talking about how great wrestlers are.
He's the best actor to come out of the WWE.
John Cena?
Better than him.
John's brilliant.
He's better than John Cena.
I can't argue with that.
John Cena, he doesn't really work in movies for me.
What? He's fucking brilliant.
You just can't see him. I like John Cena. He's better at comedy.
Mm-hmm. He's
funny. He's a funny big guy. Dave Bautista, I think, is got a good dramatic bone in him, and I've been impressed by his more recent works, Blade Runner and Knock at the Cabin and stuff.
Dave Bautista was late to the game. He got into wrestling when he was in his 30s, and was out by his mid 40s, and then, you know, done the leap to acting and has done really well. And he's really good. He can be that intimidating guy or he can really play something serious. Really, really enjoy Dave Bautista's work. You get a lot of wrestlers behind the scenes like Ironclaw. you know, Chavo Guerrero teaching people how to play wrestlers. You know, I think what you said there is spot on. And by the way, let's not forget about one of the greatest wrestling icons that was great in all the favorite films that we love. What you gonna do, brother? Hulk Hogan, man. Hulk Hogan's in like so much of my favorite films.
So bad.
Antifreeze. Suburban Commando.
Oh, yeah, man. Suburban Commando.
Undertaker's in that, I know. Yeah. Secret Agent Club. Three Ninjas.
Wasn't he into the Secret Agent Club or that Three Ninjas film that he was in?
Mate, Secret Agent Club was Mr. Nanny.
Do you remember Thunder in Paradise?
Mate, Thunder in Paradise. That boat. Man, I love Thunder in Paradise. Love Thunder in Paradise.
Dookie!
Aww.
Mate, actually, I was talking to my sister the other day and she's started showing her kids a lot of the stuff she loved when she was growing up. So she showed her kids Mr. Nanny. And I was like, there's one bit in Mr. Nanny that still gets me every time, and it's when he gets electrocuted in the shower. Watching Hulk Hogan with his baldy head, but hair here with his hair sticking out is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
I've got quite a few Hogan figures up here. I'm only going to get one. I'll get one down, but this is the Hogan figure I've got that looks the most unlike Hulk Hogan. Look at that dude's face. He looks hee-haw like Hogan, man.
Looks like Kevin Costner.
Kevin Hogan.
Dances with brothers.
Brother, Jack. He's wearing a Lord of the Rings ring and the WCW title, which he did hold, and the Cruiserweight Championship, which he never held.
Did any of the belts come with that figure?
No. These are belts from my childhood. These are actually ones from my childhood that I've still got. Right. That's like an original, like that came with Goldberg and Diamond Dallas Page, Grip and Flip from Argos.
See that big anonymous ring that you've got? Why have you not got a WWE belt ring like that?
Yet. Because I didn't think of that until now. Nah, I've seen some of them, but they're quite expensive. And I thought, I don't wear, like, as much as I think they're cool wee rings, these wee rings that I find, right? I think they're cool. I don't really wear them. I do. It's cool and all that, but I don't really wear them. But they were very cool, and I like them. But I still love Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan is the man. He's the first wrestler that really... Him and Rowdy Roddy Piper, they live. I came here to kick some ass and chew bubblegum, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
But his acting wasn't great in that. It was a good film. It was well written.
True, Ross.
Paul Hogan. I think it looks more like Paul Hogan.
You know, Rowdy Roddy Piper created that fight scene that goes on for about a year.
How long has it gone? Is it like 7 minutes or something?
Mate, far too long. But that's him trying to be trying to raise the bar on the fight sequence. And he did that. But
Paul Hogan, fucking! Why have we not done Crocodile Dundee yet?
I know.
In fact, we'll like there. Crocodile Dundee 3 is terrible, right? It's terrible. I love the first two. The third one's terrible, but there's one awesome joke in it, which I might have said before on the podcast, probably a number of times, but I'm going to do it again because it makes me laugh. And it's Walkabout Creek. In the wee pub that they've got in Walkabout Creek. This wee old English couple come in on a wee tour bus, come in for a wee refreshment. So they go up to the bar and big donk, he's behind the bar. And they're like, good afternoon, what can I get you? Like, gin and tonic for me, please, and a Pimm's for the lady. He's like, gin, Tina, Pimm's, no problem, mate. Goes away, comes back, 2 pints. Like, excuse me, I asked for gin and tonic and a Pimm's. He's like, yeah, well, there's no harm in asking.
No harm in asking.
It gets me every time.
Can it be a good old 1980s joke?
All in all, my opinion of Roadhouse, two words, is that it was terrible, but awesome at the same time.
Terribly good.
Yeah, I gave my IMDb score for it was a 7, which is way higher than I thought it was going to be.
You know, it's funny. That's what I gave it.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. So we're aligned on that.
I don't know if that means that you're getting smarter or I'm getting dumber.
Well, in the land of movies, I am more likely to forgive something, its faults, and love it than you are. So
maybe I expected to hate it. I didn't go in with that high expectation. Maybe that was why I enjoyed it. But no, like I said, I watched it again tonight just before we came on, and I liked it even more than I did the first time. So,
Well, that's good. I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. You know, like, I watch my wife a lot of times because she is, like, I would say I'm a connoisseur of films. Like, I love it. I love it, right? So I love films for all different reasons. I love watching all different types of films. I'll watch every film. My wife is very, I'm not watching that. It looks pish. So when I see her get invested in a film, I'm like, this is doing something, right? Because it's getting her. And every time Jake Gyllenhaal kicked somebody's ass, she was like, get him. Get that bastard. Do you know what I mean? Like, she was always impressed with how good he was at kicking ass and how chill he was. I think his performance in this was great as well, by the way.
Aye. Yeah. I think without him, it wouldn't have worked. I can't see how it would have worked. But like I said, Conor McGregor was terrible in it. I wouldn't replace him.
No, hell no. He was one of the best parts of it.
Especially for the final showdown. I don't know who else I would rather that fight be with at that point.
He's like a joker. He's just like a fucking... Somebody that can't be reasoned with. He's just a madman. And he just comes out of nowhere. He's with speed, but he's like... on his way to fucking kick ass. Do you know what I mean?
The noise he made when the speedboat crashed was funny. The water's awful bouncy. You know, never once said that, but
it should have. It would have been. Would have been something. I think it was great, and I say great because it was fun. It was fun. I'm not for remaking films and doing them a different way, but you know,
yeah, it's not going to win an Oscar, but it was good fun.
This is one of those films that I appreciate for what it is. It was fun. Yeah.
I'm not going to argue with anybody that said it's rubbish because I can't really argue against that. It's just that for me, it was good fun and it did what it was supposed to do.
Yeah. I very, very much enjoyed it. I enjoyed it very much.
You very much enjoyed it. You enjoyed it very much.
Yeah.
And these fucking podcasts, they would be a lot shorter if you just said that at the beginning.
Do you know what it was? I think it's... because I felt that his character was a wee bit deep, so he brought the depth to the film. You could kind of understand a lot of what was going on in his head without him saying a thing. So that was pretty cool. So that's why I was kind of like, yeah, I enjoyed it for it being a good train ride. But
getting a real actor to learn how to do some martial arts is better than getting a martial arts master to learn how to do a bit of acting.
Yeah,
it works better for a film.
True. So a wee 7 out of 10. Glad I got to watch it, and I look forward to the next remake. Here Comes the Crow.
We'll see how that goes. Is that straight to streaming?
Don't think so. Don't think so.
Check on that.
Most definitely have a look at that. But thank you everybody for tuning in with us tonight. By the way, we will have our UFO expert coming on soon. I actually picked this up at the shop the other day, just so I can proper get myself back into all the facts and fictions of UFO fucking lore. And when he comes on, we will chat. He's definitely coming on. Just due to a scheduling issue, we were punted like 5 minutes before the last show. but we're definitely having him back. Well, we're having him on the show very soon. So stay tuned for that. Another couple of good shows coming up soon. Got a couple of guests lined up. Some really heavy hitters within the music and music within the film industry, which will be pretty cool. So I'm looking forward to that as soon as it's confirmed. Otherwise, just stay with us. Next week's episode will be a pre-record because it's Easter and that's just the way it is. So yeah. Please do still tune in.
And I'm going to be on a cruise ship. Hopefully no getting hunted down by a psycho Irishman with a golf club.
Be funny if it did, though. Or hit an iceberg. I'd laugh. So make sure to tune in next week, and we'll be in the I'll be in the comments chatting away, and have a happy Easter. Thank you everybody for always tuning in to our show. If you could like, subscribe, follow, share this with your pals, leave us a review, all that cool stuff, that helps us here on the podcast. And we're looking to grow heavy this year. We were supposed to be at Comic-Con Scotland, but when they give you like 3 days notice, when you've asked them months in advance to give you a bit of notice before deciding to get send you some press tickets, it would have been class, but we didn't have any time to go because of that. So
plus I think all the best guests didn't show up, so no big loss eh?
Man, anyway, but it would have been cool. So we'll be doing more this year, more cool stuff, so keep an eye out.
Make I never said that there.
Make sure to head to jibberjabberpodcast.com, where you can find all the stuff that we've ever done, all the stuff we will do, and all the cool stuff that we might do. J-Mac, anything you'd like to say in closing? You can find us every Sunday at 9 p.m. Jibber Jabber Podcast everywhere. You can listen to us absolutely everywhere, every Spotify, everywhere, anywhere. Just type us in. We are there. J-Mac, anything you want to say before we say goodbye?
I actually just wanted to put my best out to the friends and family of one of my work colleagues who tragically lost her life on Tuesday. I just want to wish them all the happiness in the world that they can have from this point on, because I know it'll be tough. And a tough week at my work this week. And I just wanted to say all the best to these people.
Well, that sucks. Somebody you knew?
I didn't know her particularly well, but I knew her. I'll tell you about it after. It's not nice.
That's a shame. All right, best goes out to that. B indeed sucks. And I will see you next week.